Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Masechet Shabbos Daf Beis. I want to mention that Zichru Masechet Shabbos program has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. On behalf of Barry, myself, and all the members of Zichru, I want to thank the Lindenauer family for their very generous sponsorship of the program. I also want to welcome the new members to Zichru. Great to have you here, as well as all those who participated through Masechet Brachos. Great to have you for now our second Masechet here in the Daf Yomi cycle, learning Zichru. So here we go. We're going to focus on the 3 points from the daf, and then we'll get to the siman. Number one, from the opening mishnah, 8 cases of passing an object between the baal bayis standing in his reshus yachid, the private domain, and the ani, the poor person standing in reshus rabim, the public domain. We learn that A, one is only transgressed mid the rice and the malach of hotza, of transferring, if he does the act of akira, which is lifting the object from its state of rest in one domain, as well as the act of hanacha, of placing it down in another domain. But the rabbis forbid one from doing one of the acts of akira hanacha, lest one come to do both elements of the transfer. Number two, Rav Ashi teaches that the Mishnah's usage of the term hotza, taking out, also refers to haknasa, bringing in, since the Mishnah includes cases of bringing in as examples of hotza. And the Gemara further clarifies that the Tana refers to any removal of an object from its place as an act of taking out, of an act of hotza. And number three, Rav said a different pshat in the Mishnah. He said that when the Tana refers to the word yetzias, transfers, in the Mishnah, he's actually referring to reshuyos, domains. Therefore, the Mishnah is understood to mean that there are two domains, shtei reshuyos, where one is prohibited to commit 4 acts of transferring. So once again, from the opening Mishnah's 8 cases of passing an object between the baal bayis and the ani standing reshus rabim, we learn that the raisa one's only chai for hotzah if he does akira and hanacha, and the Rabbanu one's chai if he does the akira or the hanacha. Number two, Rav Ashi teaches that the Mishnah's usage of the term hotza, taking out, also refers to haknasa, of bringing in, as we see the examples of bringing in are in the Mishnah. And the Gemara further clarifies that the Tana refers to any removal of an object from its place as an act of taking out. And number three, Rav has different pshat in the Mishnah. He says that when the Tana used the word yetzios in the Mishnah, he's referring to reshuyos, domains. Therefore, the pshat in the Mishnah is that it means that there are shtei reshuyos, 2 domains where one is prohibited to commit 4 acts of transferring. Great. All right, now we get to our siman. So the standard siman we use here in Zichru for base is a bias, is a house. And here's our siman for Daf Beis and Shabbos. The strange house where the owner kept passing objects back and forth to a person standing outside featured an exit sign over the entrance and a welcome sign to the home of 2 domains. Once again, in slow motion. And slow motion here means for our new members that we're just going to go slowly and then identify the points and connect them to the siman. Here we go. In slow motion. The strange house, that means we're on Daf Beis. The strange house where the owner kept passing objects back and forth to a person standing outside. So that reminds us of the Mishnah's opening 8 cases of transferring, where we learned that one's chai midaraisa for akira and hanacha when they're done together, but midaraban, if he does an act of akira or hanacha, he is chai. That's again only midaraban. So the strange house where the owner kept passing objects back and forth to a person standing outside featured an exit sign over the entrance, which reminds the Rav Ashi, who taught that the Mishnah's usage of the term hotza, taking out, also refers to haknasa, bringing in, since the Mishnah includes case of bringing in examples of hotza. So again, the strange house where the owner kept passing objects back and forth to a person standing outside featured an exit sign over the entrance and a welcome sign to the home of 2 domains, which reminds us of Rava's pshat in the Mishnah, that when the Tana refers to the word yetzias in the Mishnah, he's referring to reshuyos, domains. Therefore, the Mishnah is understood to mean that there are 2 domains where one is prohibited to commit 4 acts of transferring. So once again, the siman is, the strange house where the owner kept passing objects back and forth to a person standing outside featured an exit sign over the entrance and a welcome sign to the home of 2 domains. So that's it for today's siman. As we go through this, we'll keep adding, and we'll start with our pop quizzes starting tomorrow on Daf Gimel. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.